Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Alan Davis Show. I am your host here tonight, Alan Davis. We are coming to you live from my office in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. I'd like to thank the guys at BBS Radio for having us on here tonight. I'm hoping to have a really good show for you guys. I apologize. Last week, we kind of had some technical difficulties and was unable to get on the air. But hopefully we'll make up for that tonight. The show we were going to have on last week was we were going to discuss a little bit about gay marriage. That seems to be the hot topic, especially here in Utah, the past few weeks. But I think more important than gay marriage, what I'd like to talk about tonight is the deterioration of the American family. I know over the past several decades, it seems like what's been going on in our world has been doing nothing more than deteriorate the American family. And I hate to say I don't think the American family has been deteriorated simply naturally. I think it's by design. I do think we're running into a new world order. I think everything that's going on in our society today, from our economy, from the war on drugs, the war on terror, to, you know, our families, our schools, is all leading us to one place, which is a new world order. I think it's leading us into a society where people don't have the means or the will to defend themselves, and they will just go along with what they're supposed to go along with. And I'd like to talk about that today. We could talk about different things that's leading us there, but I'd like to talk about the American family and what has happened to the American family. Real quick, this is a call-in show, so if you have any comments or would like to say something, I welcome calls. The call-in number is area code 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. You can also email me at thealandavisshow@gmail.com. That's thealandavisshow@gmail.com. I will also be watching my Facebook page. You can comment on my Facebook page, which is just Alan Davis Show. And I welcome all comments and phone calls. I encourage people to call. If you're out there, pick up the phone and give me a call. Let's talk. Anyway, what I want to talk about is, you know, you look at the American family today, it's a lot different than it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago. 50 years ago, the American family, it was, you know, dad went to work and mom stayed home, and kids would get home from school. And I know when I was a child, I'd come home, I kicked on the TV. I watched The Brady Bunch. I watched Gilligan's Island. I watched The F Troop and Mickey Mouse Club. Those were the things that I did. My mom was there. And, you know, it was, I guess I just took it for granted that, you know, that's the way life was. You know, mom was there and that was it. And then the family's been deteriorated over the past few years where mom's no longer at home. Or she is in very, very few families. And I think a big cause of this, and people might not like me saying this, and this is not a politically correct show. This is so far from being politically correct, and I know there's a bunch of shows out there that say, oh, we're equal opportunity offenders, and we're not politically correct. This show is not politically correct, but I don't have any sponsors, and so I don't have to worry about pissing a sponsor off. It is internet, so I can say what I want, so I'm going to say what I want. And that is, I think, by design, the American family's been deteriorated. I think it started back in the 50s when we started getting some technology, started getting TV, and we were starting to teach the women that they weren't being treated equal, but somehow society had left them behind, and they weren't equal to men. And that their jobs as mothers and wives was unrewarded. And they got stirred up. And in the late 60s, early 70s, there was Women's Lib. And they fought for their rights. They fought for equal wages. They fought to be equal to men. And what I don't understand is how a woman would think she's less equal to a man simply because she stayed at home and took care of kids. Just because she didn't get paid for what she was doing. Men, women, they're equal. Everybody on this planet is equal. Anyway, they stirred the pot. And I say they, them, you call it the government, you call it, some people call it the Illuminati or the people that really run this world. I think they did that on purpose. I think they did that. In fact, I know they did that on purpose. They did it to take women out of the home and put them in the workplace. And in doing so, it deteriorated our families. They told women that they were not being treated equal. They're not being paid equal. And to this day, women are still not paid equal to men for the same job. So the Women's Lib and all that didn't get that. But what it did do is it put women to work and women out of the home. And the problem with that was the men and women are different. Equal, but different. Okay? But the media back then told them that if you were a stay-at-home mom and if you were left at home and you were not paid for what you did, then somehow you weren't equal and you weren't being treated equal. So they stirred the pot and let human nature take over. And human nature took over and they, women, threw a fit and they won the right. They became equal. But all that really happened is they went to work. And it took mom out of the home. And I remember back in the 70s and 80s when you started hearing the phrase latchkey kids. Kids that came home to nobody there. Mom wasn't there anymore. And I think that was the beginning of really deteriorating our society. Because what really happened is kids, they were left alone, left to raise themselves, left to be raised by TV. And Brady Bunch was no longer the shows that were on. I remember they started putting on Geraldo and all these kind of freak shows on TV that would be on in the afternoon, and kids would watch these shows. And TV has changed. The radio has changed a lot over the years. But it took mom out of the home. And when mom's out of the home and dad's out of the home, they're not working for the same goal anymore. They think they are. But they're working separate. Mom's off in her world, working her job. Dad's off in his world, working his job. They touch base here and there when they get home. But they start becoming separate. And about the exact same time that all this was taking place, they also changed the divorce laws. Okay? It used to be, I don't know if any of you guys remember some of these old TV shows where dad would come home from work and say to his wife, hey, I've fallen in love with my secretary and I want a divorce. And she would say, well, I'm not going to give you one. And he couldn't get one because the laws were different. You had to have a reason to get a divorce. And they even said that there was so many women trapped in abusive marriages that we have to make it easy for women to get divorced and easy for women to get out of these bad relationships. So they changed the divorce laws and they come up with this no-fault divorce. At the same time, they put women to work. And it was all good at first because women were working more. More women were going to work, and if a woman wasn't working, she was staying at home. Somehow she was told she was less than other women that had jobs and careers and were able to manage a job and manage a family. So a lot of women went to work. Benefit to big business. There was a big benefit to big business, which was they had a bigger workforce. A bigger workforce, supply and demand. They didn't have to pay as much. And also, big business knows more about how you spend your money than you do. And you see, they know how much of your income you'll spend for a car. And they know how much of your income you'll spend for a house. And they know how much of your income you'll go into debt with. But it's no longer how much of dad's income. Now it's how much of mom's income is also included. And before long, what used to be mom's wages, what used to be extra money, spending money, extra clothes, vacations, nicer cars, now became money that we needed to just to pay the bills. And that's the way it is now. Most families out there have to have two incomes because corporations no longer pay a living wage. They pay like two-thirds of a living wage because they know the wife will make up the difference. And all this time, wife's out making up the difference nowadays. She's growing apart from her husband. Husband's growing apart from the wives. The divorce laws changed. And here we are. Now we start getting divorced. And it used to be back 40 years ago, 50 years ago, if you were the divorced person, you were the one that you were kind of the odd man out. And you were that divorced person over there. And kind of people talked a little bit behind your back. But that's all changed. Now, if you're the one that's still married, you're the odd one out. Most people divorce. And they divorce after having children. And the children have to deal with divorce. It used to be very few children had to deal with divorced parents. And it was a small problem. Now most children have to deal with divorced parents. And the ones that don't have to deal with divorced parents have to deal with mom not being home. Very, very few children have dad at work all day, and they go home to mom. And they go home to a wholesome environment. Most kids go home to nothing, go home to an empty house. And mom's not there to cook dinner. Mom's cooking fast food, or mom's bringing home fast food. And, you know, the family is just, I don't know what happened. It's like there's so much more to deal with. Our call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. Anyway, what's happened as a result of, I think, Women's Lib, I think that I know that they spent many years manipulating our society to feel that women were less than men if they stayed home, to take women out of the home, to purposely deteriorate our families. Because now our families are dealing with, our children are dealing with more now than they've ever had to deal with. Our adults are dealing with more now than we ever had to deal with. Our children, they have to deal with school, they have to deal with the friends, they have to deal with mom, they have to deal with dad living in separate homes, they have to deal with visiting dad every other weekend or every weekend. And some families, three nights with dad, three nights with mom, and they split Sunday. I know several people that have a setup like that for visitation. They have to deal with dad's new girlfriend, and they have to deal with mom's new boyfriend, mom's new husband. This guy that, am I supposed to call this guy dad? He's in my house. He's sleeping with my mom. But is he my dad? My dad lives across town, or my dad lives in another state. My dad has another family. He's got another child. My little brother lives with my stepmom and my dad. Kids are just insane with everything they have to deal with nowadays. I do not know how the children can deal with the lives they have to deal with. And the adults nowadays, used to be dad had to worry about paying the bills and feeding the kids and keeping the roof over the head. Now he's got to worry about keeping a roof over his head and his family's head and his ex-wife's head and his children from his previous marriage head. He's got to worry about paying child support. He's got to worry about visitation. He's got to worry about dating. He's got, and mom, look at what she's got to deal with. She's got to go to work. She's got to pay all the bills. She's got to worry about dating. She's got to worry about her new husband. She's got to worry about her kids, her husband's kids. She's got to worry about her husband visiting his ex-wife. I mean, the adults in this world have to deal with so much more than we've ever had to deal with before. Simply because our society has deteriorated because of the way our society has been guided through technology, through media. And then the drug problem. Everybody's eating drugs. And I'm not talking illegal drugs, pot and meth. And I'm talking about prescription drugs. I'm talking about antidepressants. I'm talking about ADHD drugs for kids. Kids are acting out in school because they don't know how to deal with their environment. Okay? They don't know how to deal with the fact that they've got to visit dad and they've got to visit mom. And who's this guy sleeping with mom and who's this guy sleeping with dad? They don't know how to deal with these people. They don't have to deal with this. So they're acting out. Now we've designed this disease. We'll call it ADHD. Okay? And we just give these kids a drug. And they started giving these kids drugs about 15, 20 years ago. And all these kids have come of age and now they're young adults. And lo and behold, now we have adult ADHD because there's too many kids to be going off drugs. We don't want to do that. It's too big of a business. So we got to invent a new disease called adult ADHD so we can continue to fill these people with drugs. And mom and dad, we're all on antidepressants because life ain't going good for us. Financially, we're crippled. Emotionally, we're crippled. And we can't deal with the fact that everything we got to deal with our exes and our current spouses and our children, our stepchildren and our real children and half kids. And so we're taking antidepressants and we're numbing the whole society. We're just numb. And our society has fallen to the point when we go to work like robots and we do our job 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day and we come home and we put ourselves in front of the TV and we watch TV. And we are being programmed all this time we are watching TV. We are being dumbed down. It's not surprising that most of the shows that are on TV, I mean, a couple of the number one shows on TV right now are cartoons. Society, the powers that be, the people that are really running this world are deliberately dumbing down our society. Deliberately putting society in a position where we are mentally, emotionally incapable of even thinking anymore. We just go to work and come home and try to be entertained until it's time to go to bed and we'll do it all over again. Let's not worry about the kids. Let's not worry about anything. Just do the same thing day in and day out. And all this time, and I'm telling you, we are going to a new world order. We are going to a controlled society, a society where we will not have the ability or the willpower to even defend ourselves. We're going to be robots, and we're almost there right now. But the reason I bring this up about the families and the deterioration over the past 40 years, 30 years, to deteriorate this family, to the families, to get us to where we are right now. Right now, we're just a bunch of people going crazy. And I mean, not just prescription drugs, but we're half the people are taking street drugs as well. So we're drugged either by the pharmacy or we're drugged by the dealer on the street. And our government does nothing to fight against the drug war either. That's a whole other show. But anyway, and now this is what I want to talk about today is like what happened 30 years ago with Women's Lib to deteriorate the family, where they convinced women and society that women were less than men and that they needed to stand up and make a stand and fight for their rights. They fought for their rights. They ain't better off. They're worse off because now they're alone. They're trying to survive on their own. They're trying to survive with exes and stepkids. They're living in a destroyed world. So that's what they won in Women's Lib. And see, now they're doing the exact same thing, but they're doing it with the homosexuals. They're doing it with the gays. See, they know all they have to do. And you want to know who they are? You can call it the government. You can call it anybody you want. It's the big corporations. There are people in this world, and I'm telling you guys, since the beginning of time, there has been people trying to take over this world, okay? Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini. All since the beginning of time, there's been people that try to take over this world, and they've tried to do it with militaries. They've tried to do it with power, might, and they failed every time, because every time they could not break the will of the people, and the people stood up and they fought back and they beat the people down. They are no longer doing it with armies. They are doing it with technology. They are controlling how you think, because they know if they can control how you think, they can control your life. And they have taken society and changed the way society thinks. They have taken society to believe that homosexuality, a perversion, is normal. And that religion is bad. Okay, people can't see how their thinking has been programmed. What they did back in the 60s and the 70s with Women's Lib to fire up the women and to let them fight back to take their rights, which in reality took their lives away from them, destroyed their lives and destroyed the lives of the families in this country, destroyed the foundation of this country, is what they're doing right now with gay marriage. Because they know, as screwed up as our society is right now, it's only going to get even worse with gay marriage, because we are not just dealing with mom's new husband, mom or dad's new wife, but now we're dealing with dad's new husband, mom's new wife. We're dealing now with dad being able to date, well, dad leaving mom for another man, mom leaving dad for another woman, because homosexuality is going to be normal and it will become a choice. Well, right now, I don't believe homosexuality is a choice, because I don't think that anybody that had a choice would choose that. Although, in the future, as it becomes more and more normal and more acceptable, it will become more and more a choice. Okay? Because our brains are like computers. You put information in, you get information out. And they're putting information in, and they're getting exactly what they want out. And if there's any homosexuals out there, I would like to talk to you. I would like for you to tell me why you feel gay marriage is right. Why you feel gay marriage is anything more than a perversion. I will let you say your piece, and I will say mine. Okay, in my opinion, homosexuality is nothing more than a perversion. And we've been taught through TV that it is more than a perversion, that somehow it's a separate gender, I guess, a different sex, like there's man, woman, gay, and lesbian. No, you're a man, you're a woman, that's it. Now, if you're a man and you're attracted to men, that's a perversion. If you're a woman and you're attracted to women, that's a perversion. Okay, it's different than normal. You don't marry your perversions. Okay? Now, you argue people should be able to marry whoever they want. Before you can argue that, you've got to decide, what is homosexuality? I would like anybody, especially homosexuals, to call in and argue their point that homosexuality is anything more than a perversion. The call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. Okay, now we're getting back to what's going on. They have spent the past 20 years convincing our young people that homosexuality is normal, and they've been doing that through TV. You can't turn on TV right now, anytime, without there being gay characters in TV, without there being gay things being brought up in TV. Just the other night, I was watching was that new show with, what's his name, with Captain Kirk last week. I think it was last Thursday before I was going to go on and then didn't. And he was mistaken for the gay lover of this dead guy at a funeral. And the way everybody was talking about it was perfectly normal. You see, and it was funny. I mean, the show was hilarious. But the dangerous thing is people don't realize that they are programming you. They are programming you to think a certain way. Earlier in that same night, there was another show, one with Charlie Sheen, the 3 and a Half Men or whatever it is. And he's dating a girl because he's a horn dog. He's a horn dog in every show he's in. But anyway, he's dating this older woman, and her daughter comes in. And the mother that he's dating and this daughter that are having a conversation, and she wants to take off and go out. I think she was going snowboarding with somebody, and the mom wanted to know, and the daughter was 20 years old or whatever, was an adult, so she didn't have to ask mom where she was going. But anyway, she was asking her, who are you going with? And she said, some guy's name. And the mom goes, what happened to Sarah? She goes, me and Sarah broke up. And the mom and her starts talking about her breaking up with her girlfriend like it was perfectly normal. What I'm saying is, these are the things that are convincing us. See, this show is funny, and it's entertaining us. But what we don't realize is the entertainment is programming the way our young people think. The gay agenda knows this. The gay knows this. That's what they're doing. The powers that be, the people that really control this world, know this. And they are programming the way you think. The Daily Show, I turned that on briefly. And you can't turn on that. That's such a liberal show. It's a joke. I just turned that just briefly. That guy just frustrates me. Okay? Every time you turn on the TV's programming you. People don't realize that. They're too, I got to say it, too stupid to even see what's going on. That the way they think, and I mean not just in TV, I'm talking in music, I'm talking in schools, okay, because you can be gay in school, but if you even bring up Jesus or you bring in religion, you're run out on a rail, okay? You have the right to bring your sex into school, but if you bring your religion into school, you are run out on a rail. That doesn't make any sense. Especially when this country was built on religion, not on sex. But we've changed it to make religion bad, homosexuality good. Okay. Let's keep going here. With the gay agenda, with the programming that's going on to get the young people out there to accept homosexuality as normal. And homosexuality is not normal. The homosexuals argue that it is their right to love whoever they want. You're right, it is. You can love anybody you want. Okay? And if you have somebody that has the exact same perversion as you got, go in the other room and crank it up. Shut the door. Don't bring it out into open. Don't tell me about your sex life. I don't want to know. Don't parade down my street doing lewd acts on parades and call it a pride parade. It's not a pride parade. It's a pervert parade. It's a parade that is pushing your agenda on me. I don't push my sex on you. I don't want you to push your sex on me. I don't tell you about my sex life. It's none of your business. I don't want to hear about your sex life. Okay? And just so you know, by changing the laws will not change the fact that homosexuality is a perversion. And it will not change me to believe that homosexuality is normal. It's not. It's not going to stop the young people that you guys, it's all about young people committing suicide right now. It's all about we should be able to love who we want to love, and it's all about protecting the young people from committing suicide. Nobody wants anybody to commit suicide. But you know what? By making it, changing the laws does not change the fact that kids are going to have a hard time dealing with the fact that they're homosexual. Changing the laws ain't going to change that. You're still going to be dealing with that problem. Because something went wrong in the wiring, and a young boy's attracted to men, and it's different than what's normal. He knows it's not normal. Everybody knows it's not normal. That's what he's dealing with. He's not dealing with the fact that it's not legal. He's dealing with the fact that it's not normal. And by changing the laws doesn't make it normal. It just makes it legal. Okay? So think about that for a minute. And speaking of gay suicides. There's a big thing about the gays and suicide and stuff like that. There's 5,000, on average, around 5,000 teenagers committing suicide a year. And they're talking about the few gay people that have, teenagers that have committed suicide lately. Okay, and I think there were six that they were talking about in general over the past 3 months, three of which were in Utah, right here in Utah. The call-in numbers are 530-413-4511, 530-413-4511. I'd like to hear anybody say, I mean, if anybody's got something to say, a comment, please call in. I'd like to talk to you. You can also email me at thealandavisshow@gmail.com. That's thealandavisshow@gmail.com. You can also send me a message on my Facebook page, which is Alan Davis Show. I'd like to hear from anybody that's out there. Now, here we go again. We have, they're focusing on like six kids because that's the big, that's the, I guess, the protest of the day or the flavor of the day is protecting the teenagers from committing suicide because homosexuality is not acceptable. We're talking about six kids that I've been reading about all over the place, and three of which were in Utah. What about the 5,000 kids that commit suicide annually? I know 5,000 of those kids are not gay, and they're not all committing suicide because they're gay. They're committing suicide for a lot of different reasons. I think that is a bigger problem than just the six that committed suicide because they were gay. Okay, there's all kinds of kids being picked on in school. Okay, I was picked on in school. I was 120 pounds, and guess what? I wasn't the toughest kid in the school. I was picked on. Everybody's picked on. Okay? I think we need to focus more on all the children, not just focus on the few children that are homosexuals that commit suicide, but all the children. Because I guarantee you, 5,000 of those children were not homosexuals. Some of them were, but not them all. Okay, that's just my 2 cents worth on that. Let me see, where am I at here? I'd like to just talk a little bit. When you talk about real quick, gay marriage. People are wondering gay marriage, and everybody's fighting to make gay marriage legal. And they're wondering, are they going to make gay marriage legal? Yes, gay marriage is going to be legal. It's going to be legal in every state in this country. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Okay? If you gay protesters were to stop protesting today and nobody said another thing about gay marriage would become legal because the powers that be want it to become legal. Because the powers that be know it's going to deteriorate the society even further down than it is right now, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to deteriorate society where we have, like I said before, where we don't have the ability, nor do we have the will to defend ourselves. So we're just going to be robots, and we're just going to do whatever we're told to do. So don't think that because of your protests and because of your activists and all these parades that you're doing and all these things you're doing is what's bringing gay marriage to the surface. No, it's not. The reason you are doing those things, you are manipulated to do what you're doing right now. And you don't know it. You think you're a free thinker. You think that you're doing it on your own. You are manipulated to do exactly what you're doing right now. Okay, you just too stupid to know it. Here's the thing. If this show was on any other station but the internet, okay, I would be run out of town on a rail. I would be, there's no way I could get this show and say this anywhere because one of two things. The media don't want to hear it. The powers that be don't want to hear it. They don't want me to get my voice out there. Okay, and more people think the way I do than think the way you do. More people think the way I do than think the way the gays do. But the gays get all the airtime, all over TV, all over everything. And if anybody says anything against gays, okay, they are almost just burned at the stake like witches. we become evil. Okay? But that doesn't change the fact that homosexuality is a perversion. There is absolutely nothing you can say that's going to change that. And I challenge anybody to call in right now and tell me differently. It can't be done. I will give you all the time you need, uninterrupted, to state your point, to tell me why it is not a perversion, why it isn't a gender or a anything different than a perversion. Okay? It's a perversion, same as pedophilia is a perversion, same as bestiality is a perversion. Although I will give you that, with homosexuality, it is two adults, two consenting adults doing what they want to do. And I have no problem with that. I could care less if you, what you guys do, okay? I could care less what anybody does in their bedroom. It's their business. I just don't think it should be brought out in the open and forced on me, forced on the public, and tell me you do not have the same rights I do because you're not allowed to marry. You have all the same rights I've got. You say you don't have the right to adopt. Why would you want to adopt a child when you cannot provide him with a mother and a father? And I don't care what you say, a child needs a mother and a father, not two dads, not two moms. A child needs, there's an order in which women are different than men are different than women. It was set up this way. It was set up for the man who is supposed to be the provider, the hunter, the gatherer, going out and providing. Well, the woman stay home and nurture and take care of. Okay, that's how it was designed to be. That's why men and women get together and have children. That's what they call a family. If you choose to have a relationship and you spend your life with another man and you're a man, well, you're choosing to do that. You're choosing not to have a family. If you're a woman and you choose to have your life with another woman, you are choosing not to have a family because you are choosing your perversion over having a family. And I don't think it's a choice. I don't, because I can't believe anybody that would honestly choose homosexuality if they had a choice. But I don't think that makes it normal. Because it's not a choice doesn't make it anything less than a perversion or anything more than a perversion. It's still a perversion. Okay, that's it. Okay, you guys claim you don't have the same rights. If you was to buy a house together, and you can buy a house together, okay, you can hold title to that house the same as me and my wife holds title to our house. So if one dies, the other one gets the house. Okay? You can, I hear the big argument, they want rights to visit in the hospital. I've never had a problem visiting anybody in the hospital, okay? And you go to any attorney, you can write up any legal document to, so your lover, your spouse, your partner can make decisions for you on the event you're unable to, can be the one, can leave all of your worldly goods to this person. You can have the exact same thing, just drop a few things in paper, because if I don't do that, even being heterosexual and married, my wife don't automatically get it, okay? It's still got to go to probate, and the court still decides, unless I have my affairs in order. So all you have to do to have the exact same thing I do is do the exact same thing I do, which is have my affairs in order. You have your affairs in order. It doesn't change a thing. You can choose to have the exact same life I have. You just can't have a family because guess what? It takes a man and a woman to have a family, not just a man and a man or a woman and a woman. It's impossible for a woman and a woman to have a family and a man to have a family. You see, there's a way it is. And I don't care if you believe in creation or if you believe in evolution. You are put on this planet as a man or a woman. That's it. No other. So anything other than that is a perversion. The call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. I welcome your calls. Anyway. There's no commercials in this show, so I'm talking for a solid hour, and sometimes I get a little bit off track here. So, excuse me. This is another thing. I live here in Utah, and this is another thing I cannot understand. The gay, or the gay population in this state, they talk about their relationships. It's all about love, and it's all about caring, and it's all about they should be able to be with who they want. But one person says anything, you don't even have to say anything bad, just that you don't agree with homosexual marriage, and you are in trouble. Okay? They will go to your business. They will protest your business. They will shout you down. Here's an example. Church. I'm not LDS, by the way. I am doing my show live from Salt Lake City. I am not LDS, but, for you people that don't know what LDS means, it stands for Latter-day Saints. That's the name for the Mormons, the Mormon Church. And, I know quite a bit about the Mormon Church. I've been in this state for about 15 years now, so I know quite a bit about the Mormon Church. And, I'm not sure which, Boyd Packer was one of the, authorities in the Mormon Church. The other day, a couple of times a year, the Mormon Church has this thing called conference. Okay. And it's where everybody gets to stay home from church that Sunday and basically watch church on TV. And the church from the church, tabernacle in downtown Salt Lake City, they have the church authorities, the high ups in the church give talks, and they shoot that out over satellite to all over the world, actually. But the church owns a TV station, a couple of TV stations here in town. And so it's broadcast on the TV stations they own here in town and are here in Utah. And then they broadcast it on satellite to all of their stake centers around the world. So if you live in California, you can go to your stake center and you could watch conference. So I guess if you're from another state, you can't get away from, you don't get a day off from church because you actually got to go to the church to watch watch conference. But anyway. What it is, they give these talks. And one of the church authorities, he said that he felt that that he didn't agree with homosexuality. And that he thought that it could be overcome. And that's his right, and that's his church, okay? He oversees a huge church. And boy, that got everybody, all the gays in this state, all up in arms. And they protested, and they all got on Facebook, and they stood there. They they say 4,500. There's different numbers. I wasn't there. I don't see how many people actually showed up, but they protested the LDS Church to, punish them to get national and probably international attention that the LDS Church is evil because they don't accept homosexuality as normal. You know what? Who cares what the LDS Church thinks? If you don't agree with the LDS Church, don't go there. Okay? Why do what they say and what they do to their congregation have anything to do with you? Just like what you do with your husband or your wife or your lover in your bedroom has nothing to do with me. So leave it there. Let them leave their teachings and their talks to their congregation. You don't have to watch it. I don't like what goes on at Bed Bath & Beyond, so I don't go there. Okay? I don't like what goes on at The Gap either. I don't like to shop, so I don't go there. I don't care if you go there. I don't care what you do. So why do you care so much about what the church does? You say because it's forcing the children to feel bad about themselves and commit suicide. Bull. Okay. The church or California had Proposition 8 last year. And they voted on it for the second time. And the people spoke and they voted it down. They voted that marriage should be between a man and a woman. The people in California, the most liberal state on the planet, okay, the most liberal anything on the planet, okay, I think the universe, okay, and they still lost. They lost twice. And why did they lost? Because the people voted. The people spoke. The people said, we don't want it because more people don't want gay marriage than people that do. And here's the thing. The gays are so passionate about their thought. A whole lot more of the gays went out and voted than the non-gays, okay? Most of the non-gays just sit back and, like most people do, just watch what goes on, and that does absolutely nothing about it to change it. They just sit and watch what happens on the news. They don't do anything. They don't think. They're just numb. They just go to work, and they come home, and they get entertained, and they watch TV, and they listen to their music, and they can't even think for themselves. That's what most of the people did, and still they lost because most of the gays got out and voted because they knew if they didn't, they were going to lose. Okay. So when you really look at the numbers, it was close. It wasn't as close as the gays would like you to think. Twice, those liberal judges in San Francisco shot it down. They said, we don't care what the people think. We want gay marriage in this state. That's like I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you gay people say or do. You're going to get gay marriage because the people that decide what you're thinking right now said we're going to have gay marriage, so we're going to get gay marriage. You're just putting on the show for everybody till they implement gay marriage. You're going to get gay marriage. You can stop doing everything you're doing right now, and you're going to get gay marriage. And it's not because anything you're doing. It's because it's already been decided that that's what we're going to do because they already want society to be deteriorated even worse. And it is going to deteriorate because you are going to have people that are not sure who they're going to be. They're not sure if they're a man or a woman or gay or lesbian or a husband or a wife or a father or a mother. People are not going to know who the crap they are. Okay? And that's just a small piece of the puzzle because the powers that be, and this is another thing, this is just what they're doing with our lives. They're also going to destroy us financially by destroying our economy. Okay, they're also going to destroy us spiritually by destroying our churches, and they're doing it. Okay, they're also going to destroy us by destroying our country and our borders. We're no longer going to have borders because we're going to have a one-world government. Okay, we're not going to know what the hell's going on. Okay, but this is just the one piece of the puzzle they're working on here, and that's what we're talking about right now, is gay marriage. Anyway, the call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. Okay, let's see. Anyway, back to gays in the church. I don't understand what it is about religion and why is it that whenever you bring up gay marriage and you're not for gay marriage, especially in the state of Utah, you're automatically accused of being LDS, okay? You're automatically accused of being brainwashed by the elders of the church. And you can't just be someone that has a little common sense, that can see that you were born a man or a woman. That's it. Okay. A man. Okay. I can say what I want on this show because it's internet and it's my show. And so I'm going to say it. A man has a penis. When he gets aroused, he gets an erection. The purpose for that erection is so it can be inserted into a woman's vagina. Okay. A woman's got a vagina. When she becomes sexually aroused, she lubricates. I mean, her vagina becomes lubricated for one reason. So, can make it easy for a man to put his penis inside. Now, the day a man's butt becomes lubricated, when he becomes sexually aroused, is the day I will say that homosexuality is natural. It's not. And I'm going to tell you right now, if a guy's ass gets wet when he gets aroused, don't stick anything in it because it's going to get nasty. You want to stay away from it until tomorrow, okay? Another thing, if a woman, the only way a woman can have sex with a woman is if she goes to the adult bookstore and buys a strap-on penis to act like she's a man. Just like a man has to let another man have sex with him in the butt so he can act like a woman. So you're trying to be a man and a woman. Even though you're having sex with someone of your same sex, you are trying to be a woman or be a man. You're trying to be the opposite sex. That enough ought to tell you, hey, this isn't natural. Maybe homosexual sex is not natural. Maybe what I'm doing here is not a natural thing. Maybe it's a perversion. And just deal with it. And if you enjoy that perversion, you know what? Who am I to say that that's wrong or right? If you're comfortable with that, then enjoy it. Okay? It's none of my business. Just like my sex life is none of your business. Okay? All I'm saying is, why is it that you can't go into the bedroom, close the door, and enjoy yourselves? Why can't you go about your life, have your life partner, buy your home, live your life, save for your retirement, do whatever you got to do, just like any normal people? Nobody's saying you can't do that. Nobody's denying you any rights, because we are not. Because you can't get married. By allowing you to get married, it's not giving you anything you don't already have right now, except for one thing. It is deteriorating our society. It is deteriorating our society to the point where people are going to be so emotionally confused, so spiritually confused, sexually confused. We're not going to know who we are. We're not going to know what we are. And where's our society going to be? And these people are going to be raising children. And these people that are going to be sexually confused and emotionally confused, financially confused, spiritually confused, are now raising these children. And unfortunately, I think that's why we're out right now, is so many of these confused people are raising children. Okay? And a lot of these confused people raised some of these people that are out there listening to this show right now. And that's why they're the way they are. Okay? I got into a conversation with a guy the other day. All I said was, and this was on Facebook, all I said was, homosexuality was a perversion. And he went off on me. And all of his friends on Facebook went off on me. And they started saying what horrible things I was saying and what a horrible person I was because I was saying all these evil things. Well, guess what? The guy starts to cry. There's a 21-year-old man. A 21-year-old man, okay? He starts to cry. And while he's crying, or he's telling me he's crying, I don't think he's crying because nobody's going to cry like that. And he's saying, I'm so hurt for the hurtful things that I said. All I said was that homosexuality was a perversion, okay? That's all I said. And he starts to cry. I'm going to tell you, if me not agreeing with your lifestyle is enough to make you cry, you've got more to worry about than being homosexual, okay? Because whether or not I believe in what you have to say or not should have nothing at all to do with me. Why should you care if I agree with you? So why do you guys have to push your sexuality up onto us? Why does it matter? Why does us accepting your perversion, your sexuality, so important to you? Changing the laws will not change anything. Changing the laws will do nothing more than make it legal for you to be married. But guess what? It's not going to change the way society looks at you. It's not going to change the way the kids deal with your being homosexual in high school. It's not going to change the way people are dealt with you in work. It's not going to change anything. Anyway, this show's come to an end. I've had a good time here tonight. I hope some people's out there listening. You can still email me, and I wish you would. If you're listening to this, you've got a computer, email me. Tell me what you thought at thealandavisshow@gmail.com. That's thealandavisshow@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page at Alan Davis Show on Facebook. I'd like to hear your comments. I'd like you to tell me what a piece of crap I am. I'd like you to tell me what you thought. And like I say, I've had a good time here talking with you guys tonight, and I look forward to talking to you next week. I'm not sure what next week's show is going to be about. It's not going to be about gay marriage. It's going to be about another subject, probably the war in Iraq. That's another thing that's leading us to the exact same position as gay marriage, and I'll explain why that is probably next week, and we will go from there. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Like I say, you can email me at thealandavisshow@gmail.com. That's thealandavisshow@gmail.com. And we are out of here. Have a good night, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.